This is RSVNB Update, episode 323, recorded Friday, August 26th, 2011. Riding Jad. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of RSVNB Update. We're back to normal this week. Everything's going to be a lot more relaxed and, well, let's just say a little bit more orderly.
Saying I'm here.
Oh, right. Forgot about that. I'm sorry. Yes, that is Earth-271-072, who you hear speaking to you right now. And Trekkie's also here.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Yeah, it's first time since you've been fired.
Hey, look into the world about that. No one knows how it was working. Leave that out.
Alrighty. So it's... We did get an update this week. The minigame rewards update. So this updated a whole bunch of minigames out there from... Everything from Castle Wars, Stealing Creation, Fist of Guthix, everything. Or no, Fist of Guthix didn't get an update. That was just Jagex's listing of all their minigames that you can go play at the end of their news post. Anyways. So this update, let's just start at Jedrol at the top and work our way down. As a whole, what do you guys think about it?
Well, you want to go first, Earth?
No, you go ahead.
Well, what I'm thinking of is kind of like the Living Rocks cavern, where you can either spend 1 hour getting every single piece, or 2 whole weeks just to get one. It's not really an award system. It's more of how much you're willing to spend your time playing the minigames. And I think the main problem, like, the reward might be nice. I haven't really looked into it as much as I've been doing other stuff, but... I just think that could have been. I think the time you spent getting them could be better. Like you should get a slightly better reward.
Okay, that's one thing people did say, that it takes a long time to get Earth.
Well, just looking at the new equipment. I mean, in runecrafting, when it gives you 2.5% bonus, that adds up, because runecrafting really slow, like what are the wood cutting ones, the lumberjack,
the same thing. Yeah, the lumberjack is also 2.5,
although wood cutting is, would you say that wood cutting is faster than runecrafting? Yes,
of course. So it's one of the fastest primary skills with Ivy.
So that would be helpful for that. The Black Abyss one, I don't think that one would be as useful, because thieving with Pyramid Plunder is
right.
Also
that is thieving.
Fast.
Before we get too far ahead of ourselves here, let's just say that these two boosting things are for runecrafting and thieving. Now, it was said, I saw Jmod post this, that the Black Ibis outfit for thieving does not work at Pyramid Plunder and Blackjacking.
Really?
Yes. But that makes sense, you know, like, Pyramid Plunder is fast enough as it already is.
Seems kind of weird that you'd get it from Pyramid Plunder, though.
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, you're doing Plunder in the beginning, so why not use that as a reward to maybe... make other methods of training more appetizing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, if you look at the first page of the thieving high scores, you'll see that everybody is maxed out at 200 million XP. So, it kind of makes sense that Pyramid Plunder. Second page as well, all 200 million. Have to go to the third page that we get down to 187 million. So currently 48 people with 200 million thieving XP.
Wow.
So thieving is fast enough at Pyramid Plunder without that outfit, but this is for the more conventional ways of training thieving. There's really not much else to say about these two aside from that they give the boost, except that the runecrafting one, as Earth said, you know, you would want to use that for runecrafting, because over time runecrafting will add up. It's slow, and so if you're going for runecrafting, you might as well.
Yeah.
So great orb project for the runecrafting outfit. Black Ibis outfit, as we said, Pyramid Plunder.
So you know, one other question I want to ask is, can you put this stuff in your house? Or are they like, is it not possible? Is there no room?
Like, store it in the
In your costume room and whatnot. Or is it just more bank space that you just end up taking up?
You know, that's a good question. As of this stage, I'd wager saying that no, you can't store it in your house, because typically that's the way these kind of things go with Jagex. So
I'll check.
I'm willing to bet that in the future that will be.
Yeah, I'll go look.
Do you have any of the pieces?
No, but I can go look in my house and see if there's a slot for it and anything.
I'm willing to wager no, but
yeah.
Well, you're doing that. Let's also mention the hybrid armors. So that's three new sets of armors. So this is kind of encouraging multi-use aspects of the combat triangle. There's battle mage for warrior wizard combos, trickster armor. You know, I wonder why they call it trickster. That's the ranged magical combo. Yeah, but why trickster? Trickster implies something evil.
Not really. Could be a guy who just played a lot of pranks.
Let's see.
And then, of course, Vanguard armor, which is weaken enemies at range before finishing up with melee. So, and now, Trekkie, this is what you were wondering about as well, because you were playing some Soul Wars before we got started, correct?
Right.
The legs come from Soul Wars, the helmet from Castle Wars, the boots from Pest Control, the gloves from Fist of Guthix, and the robe from the Fight Pits.
So, in other words, we got to play one of every little thing.
Yes, that's right. So, one thing we did not see is, does it appear on the ground as a drop, or does it appear in the inventory?
No, you get it... I just saw it. I had that up a second ago. Well, you get it after you win. Like, a little dialogue pops up. That's what it said somewhere. I'll try to find... There it is.
And also, one other thing before we go off is that I just went to my house, and sure enough, you can put the new outfits into your armor case.
Oh, good.
You can?
Yeah, it's on the third page, so it's way in the back. Right after Gold Mining outfit, there's a Construction outfit. Which one is that one? Battle
That's
Mage
the one
outfit,
that came
Trickster,
out last week.
Vanguard, and Battle Ibis, and Master Runecrafting outfit.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
That's good.
All right, good to know.
Glad we got that sorted out. And Earth, do you know if it appears in your inventory, or...?
After you pick it from the dialogue...
What do you mean, the dialogue?
I put a link in the chat, but armor pieces are obtained after winning in the activities stated below, which you said a minute ago. An interface will appear from which you can choose which set you would like the item to be. This item will then appear in your inventory.
Okay, there you go, Trekkie. There's your answer to that one. There you
go.
So... one more thing on this before we move on from the hybrid armor. The Battle Mage has a set bonus of 15% damage against other players in Castle Wars, Soul Wars, Fist of Guthix, and Fight Pits. Then once again, we got the same bonus on the Trickster, and same bonus as well on the Vanguard. So,
isn't it just aesthetic outside of the games, though?
No, like, I think it's got stats.
I think the whole thing gives, let's see, 120, 200.
Yeah.
Yes, you're
so
right.
It gives decent stats, but
entirely
I think,
cosmetic. So.
Yeah, the attack bonuses aren't really that great. And
so they put this update out for minigames. But then the people who would get the most use out of it, like in Wilderness PKing or whatnot, are left out of the loop. You know, personally, I could see where that's coming from, because not everybody who is in the wilderness wants to go and play these minigames to get that outfit, and it would maybe seem a little bit overpowered, but I don't know. Personally, to me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the hybrid armors. Next up is the mini Jad pet from combined with Tazar City and using Soul War Zeal to get that. You will have to hand over Fire Cape for that. So,
hand over or?
Yeah, hand over a Fire Cape so you can give a Fire Cape in for it. Because remember, you can have multiple Fire Capes now.
Right.
So, it's a mini Jad pet. You can have your own little Jad walking around with you.
That's creepy.
Yeah, considering when it's so big when you're actually in there initially fighting the thing, so.
Big, anyway, that thing is huge.
I know, and then you get this little mini version that comes with you.
Well, Shane, I bet you if you feed it, it'll be a great monster. You can ride on it and travel along RuneScape and roast every noob that begs you for money and roast every bot in the area.
I don't know how you'd ride on such a thing, but okay.
You tell it to bend over and get up.
Alrighty.
It'll be like the camels. Alright, so next part. So
customization
what's
options. So this is an update to the Shades of Morden. Basically, there's two parts of this. First thing is the Shade Skull, which can be attached to any pre-existing magic staff to make it have an extra little cosmetic effect. And you do require 85 crafting to attach it, so there's really no bonus on this, aside from just having it for cosmetic reasons.
Okay.
But you know what? In a way, that's a good thing, because Shades of Morden is so old from when that quest first came out many, many years ago. I don't think many people even think to go there. You know?
Well, remember when it first started, they had the best mage armor in the game, and that was
Splitbark.
If you wanted better mage armor, that was what you got. And then all of a sudden, can't remember what
then
update
Barrows
was
came out.
I don't think it was Barrows. Was it Barrows? I think Barrows helped a little because the only one mage armor there anyway. But I think there was another update that basically killed it after.
I think it was Barrows.
Maybe. But, I can't remember. It's been so long.
The other part of the Shades of Morden update is a Necromancer's Kit, which upgrades the look of the Dagonhai robes, giving them a prayer boost. So now it's a plus 10 prayer bonus for the entire set, rather than I think it was before, plus 4.
Yeah, I've been trying to get that, actually.
Okay.
So, no luck yet.
I'm trying to think what the highest prayer boost in the game is.
Proslite.
Yeah. So this doesn't beat that then. And plus with the proslite also, you do have the benefit of a bit of melee protection as well, rather than just a robe.
So. Yeah.
Anyways, but this also does update the look of them, so.
Which is always nice.
Does anybody know what they say by "and many more," as if it's referring to the same update?
Beats me.
Where is that? Oh, I see it.
And many more.
I think it's saying that there are even more updates.
Updates to come, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Anyways. And then they say, there are plenty of other great minigame rewards, including Proximity, Chinchampas, and Castle Wars. So So basically, like Chinchampas that you can use in Castle Wars, you buy them for one token. Glistening shells that grant bonus XP on the fishing trawler, as well as tiger sharks to catch and cook, and shark's teeth to craft into necklaces. I remember we had someone on the show a long time ago that said they wanted to make a necklace out of a shark tooth, but I forget who that was.
Beats me.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't me. Not Earth. I know that for a fact.
No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, see? Can't remember, but I don't know. I think the proximity to Chimchampa is going to be like landmines. It's going to be like little penguins around the map. But they probably do like... What?
No, I just like the fact you said proximity chinchampas are like little burrowed banelings.
Banelings.
StarCraft 2 reference for anybody that doesn't know. Anyways, and then we come to the new lunar spells. Three of them. Including Teleport to Trollheim, Group Teleport to Trollheim, and Borrowed Power. Requiring level 92 and 93 magic for the teleport spells, which translates into 744,000 produce points and 806,000 produce points for the group one. Then we come to Borrowed Power, which allows you to cast other spells requiring a arcane capacitor necklace. So this requires level 99 magic, 880,000 produce points. It'll allow you to cast Wind Wave, Water Wave, Earth Wave, Fire Wave, Entangle, Enfeeble, and Telekinetic Grab. Now, at level 99 magic, the wave spells, okay. I see that. But if somebody has level 99 magic, wouldn't they want to cast the Surge spells instead?
Probably. And looking at the amulet thing.
It is a dungeoneering reward, isn't it? Yes? No? Yes?
Maybe.
Can't remember what it was. I'm assuming it's dungeoneering.
No, it's not.
It's not?
You buy it from the Livid Farm.
Oh, okay. But I you know, like, but then again, if you think about it, when you're on Lunar, you're not really the aggressive
combat
type. And
exactly.
I really the combat
and
type.
If you need,
you're,
and if you
ego
need
version.
A quick telekinetic grab, you're going to use Switch Spellbook if you got 96 magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's what I was getting at too. It's like, what's the point of having used up a necklace spot, having used up amulet spot just to cast a couple spells, which you can do with the Switch Spellbook? It really doesn't help anybody. Anyone who's lunar isn't really going for a combat.
Yep.
You're mostly using for vengeance, because and using vengeance in dungeoneering or, you know, whatever group combat system they're doing.
And also, you must first charge your arcane capacitor necklace. You will need 1,000 time normal runes required for that spell, resulting in 1,000 of that charges, 1,000 charges of that spell on your arcane necklace. So, you're not exactly switching spell books, it's just loading the spell into your necklace.
And you can't auto cast it either, so you have to do it one at a time.
Yeah, like, okay.
So,
most of the updates so far in this list, I am okay with. I like the runecrafting robes, I like the thieving ones. But, you know, the whole livid farm thing, I don't understand the point of still. It's not teaching farming in the right way. It's not the way people are supposed to farm. People are not supposed to get massive amounts of farming XP using that spell in the Livid Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's blasphemy.
Burn them at the stake.
Well, to be honest, I still have not touched Livid Farms.
I tried to. It was terrible.
I just don't feel like, you know, it suits me because I get bored of it in about 5 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Me too.
So that's pretty much it for those updates there. Tweaks and fixes on here. In other news, in Mauritania, as the moon waxes red, the gloom grows close and oppressive, and whispers in the dark become harder to ignore. The men and women of Burg Darad do not dare speak of the impending darkness, but the voices of innocence still ring clearly in the murky Fenland town. That, at first glance, sounds like an audio update, which probably is. I never went all the way out there to check it, of course. But, you know, I'm guessing that this is foreshadowing to next week's quest.
Yeah. And I went there, and there was a dungeon that is just south of the bank, and it wasn't there before, so that's another teaser.
Yeah. You know, with this quest coming, I hope the rewards and the actual storyline are going to be decent, because the whole Firewatch thing has brought us Blood Runes, so, you know, it does have high standards to live up to, so.
And looking at the recent update, or the most recent quest, let's hope it doesn't follow along the same path that they do, you know?
Why? What are you referring to exactly?
Well, they were just not very well done in that they were short. What were the most recent ones released?
Well, I know the last one before this one was the one with the talking people that you could control, the Dungeoneering related quest.
That one was actually kind of funny, but not work as well. The mechanics are just not there yet.
Okay, the research site is being very slow, so I'm hoping it doesn't die on me here. But the five most recent quests have been Salt in the Wound, Deadliest Catch, A Clockwork Syringe, The Elemental Workshop 4, and Prisoner of Glaufrey. Have we only had five quests this year so far?
Last time I was on was when we had A Clockwork Orange, and that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It's like we're not having many quests anymore.
Well, so, if you think about it, they're all focusing on like increasing people to join and become members so far.
Yes.
It hasn't been like, all right, let's give our veterans what they would like, but let's focus on getting more 12-year-olds into the game.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll pay a little bit more to stay with the game.
I thought that there had been more that were released, but I was referring to Deadliest Catch, mostly, because, I mean, I finished that in 10 minutes.
Really?
Wasn't it like a master quest or something?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, mostly because of the high fishing level. Somewhat high, I should say.
Yeah.
So what about the quest? Yes, they have been simple, but I don't know. I think the quests this year have been okay. They haven't been great, but they've been decent. Yes. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, because as we're going to mention in a few moments, the next Ritual of Majorat quest is actually on its way. So just wrapping up with tweaks and fixes. Players who have unlocked Wishes in the Livid Farm minigame have been refunded produce points spent to gain access to those wishes. Wishes are no longer accessible until the borrowed power spell has been purchased.
So does that mean we have to way to 99 magic to get use any of them?
Well, no, you can just unlock the spell. You don't have to have 99 magic to use it.
Well, that's good that they refunded all the points, because...
Yeah, but, you know, that once again, continuity of the game, that doesn't really make sense with that, because as if you need to picture yourself as your character, J1, J2, J3, or Earth-2710-72, you got to picture your character. Would that character just get points refunded and lose that ability right away? That doesn't exactly make sense, does it? So... keep that in mind when thinking about this.
So, let me see.
What do you mean lose that ability?
Well, you know, like imagine you were actually your own person in RuneScape playing it as if you're like a actually imagine you were your character in day-to-day life, and you had purchased these wishes, then this thing came up, and it changed it, and you were no longer allowed to use those wishes. That wouldn't make sense.
Oh,
would it?
Did it take it away from the people
who bought it? From the people who purchased it. So I'm saying that if your character was a real person, your character would be upset about that. So, that's all on that.
You know how much it will cost to get the borrowed power spell unlocked through Livid Farm?
No, I've not calculated that.
The highest one before that, before this update, you could get it in, I think, 16 hours of Livid Farm at the earliest or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And that's about 220,000 higher than that one in terms of how much you have to spend. So it's about 20 hours total going from zero, isn't it?
Yep, and you know, I don't have that kind of time, and I just live in farms personally not that worth it to me.
Enjoyable.
So, yeah.
Let me see.
Anyways, one last thing this week in the main update, the way people get skulled has been changed. Previously, if a player was attacked and killed in the wilderness, they could return to their killer within a certain time limit and engage them in combat without the fear of being skulled. We have now changed this behavior. If you die, then you no longer have the ability to return to your killer and attack without being skulled. I remember this has existed all the way back to when RuneScape 2 first came out. And apparently this has now been fixed because that was causing an issue for people get tricked to come into the wilderness and basically get scammed into somebody let them attack and then say you can attack back without getting skulled. So, and you know, it just created a false sense of security in the wilderness, so I'm glad that this has been changed. Even though I don't go in the wilderness. It's a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
I help people, but then again, you now have that big trench that says, "Do not pass this line! The line must be drawn here!"
Oh, that's great. Bonus points if anybody gets what he's talking about there.
House of Cards.
No.
You're not even close.
Wait. Oh, well, I was thinking of the... Where is it? I don't know.
It's a nerd thing. You won't understand.
I don't hear you, honestly. But yeah, moving on. Spades United.
Okay. The community newsletter September edition is out, so basically you can get everything RSBNP Update has talked about in text form from Jagex if you're interested in reading all that, but we hope that you will instead listen to the show. So, September newsletter entitled The Gielinar Globe. You can find that on their forums. And continuing on, the fan site entitled RuneZone has an interview with Jagex regarding the RuneFest item competition. Basically, this was the competition designed the RuneFest piece of headgear, and then Jagex and RuneZone go into how this all works and have some concept art. So if you're at all interested in how this was designed or what the process has been, you can check out that interview. Links are in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com. And finally, membership is on sale. They say a 5% discount on membership is great, 10% is twice as good, and 15% is even better. So, basically, if you buy your membership using a credit card, and you buy 3 months of it, you will receive a 15% discount. Keyword there is a three-month subscription. So
that's kind of for all people who are already... members
existing subscribers, you know, because you know it rolls over for you if you buy it if you already had it, right? So.
Okay. Just double checking on that.
What's the current price now?
Oh, I don't even know. Mine's like it the was, price for Huawei in $5 a month. Yeah, that's what I pay. I think it's like $5.95 or something on credit card now.
It's $5.95 plus a 5-cent tax for using the online service. Trust me, I checked. I checked my bill kind of like I checked my bill statement. I was like, what the hell does 5 cents go from? Like, oh, they're stealing another 5 cents from us.
Apparently, seriously, it always shows up as fraudulent on my parents' thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
probably because really. Interesting.
Probably because yeah, going not... to another country. I don't know. Only does that on mine if I don't use my credit card for a while. Then later we get a statement like, "We believe your credit card's been stolen."
Then they'll be shredded. Then they'll be yelling up your stairs, won't they? Reed, what have you been up to?
No, because I don't steal from my parents, Jane.
Oh, that's so good. That's good.
I am. So. I'm a good person.
I did. I stole their youth.
That is.
Okay, we don't need to know that. I'm moving on now. We don't need to know that you caused problems for your parents, Trekkie.
Actually, you know what's interesting is that right here on the thing, due to we've never been time to subscribe, Ritual of Majarit is a long-awaited accumulation of 10 years of storyline, experienced epic tale, and work with Temple Knights to foil Lucian's evil plans. Okay, so can I ask one little question, please? Where's the biohazard quest that we've been waiting for the past 7, 10, was it now? 10, 15 years?
They added within the light, but...
Yeah, that was it. We went in, saw a dwarf, and got access to a death altar. That was it. So
no, that was more than 10 part 2.
I was wondering, it's been too long. But
so, that's a good point. But, you know, the reason is actually they mentioned before that the developers who started that series is no longer with Jagex. So they got to find someone to take it over and everything. And, you know, I think Ritual of Majarat is where they want to focus now after doing Well Gothic Sleeps and everything. So,
yeah, well, you know, that's what they've been building on.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm just saying, like, they should still finish it. I'm still curious what happened, what's going on with King Tyrus, and if the king. I think just spoiled if everybody wasn't done regicide. But I'm curious what they're gonna do with that person in Ardanye.
Yeah, but the
where
thing
did you
also
find
with this,
this
news post is that it says it's basically a mini behind the scenes. They mentioned next week's update. The Dominion Tower, which is another PvP thing here. Ritual of Majarat, a new Slayer dungeon with interesting combat tactics packed with new enemies and loot. A bonus XP weekend from September 9th to 12th. Halloween and Thanksgiving. And last chance to get in on RuneScape Classic. So this is in effect a behind the scenes here for the next 2 months. Definitely something that... if you have not read, you should take a read through because you know it's a peek at what's coming without saying it's a peek at what's coming. So, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for them to finish that quest. I think it's been way too long. And quite honestly, just pay some little 15-year-old $5 and come up with a new story. Probably better than most of the stuff people write in Hollywood anyway.
If only it worked like that, Trekkie. If only it worked like that. Anyways, with that being said, we are going to move on to questions right now. So our first audio question this week is from Leo. Oops, didn't hit play.
Hi, guys. Leo here. I don't normally send in questions, let alone audio questions, but Earth is on, and that's a good enough reason, right? I'd like to hear your opinions on the use of cloning to produce organs for transplants, as well as the prospects of cloning as a source of food. Cheers!
All right, Shane, you want to take this one first? Take the first part first.
Okay. Organs? Yeah, sure. That's a good thing. As for cloning people, I don't quite think we're there yet. I wouldn't see it being used as actually having duplicates of yourself in the here and now. And I don't know if it would work this way, but assuming you take a DNA sample or genetic imprint from you when you're in your 20s and then save it until when you're 80 so you can just activate a new clone when you're ready to die. I think that would
and
be interesting.
And just transfer your consciousness into the new body?
Yeah, just like they ended up with 9 Wayoons, you know?
Honestly, cloning the organs, I just think there's gonna be a lot of problems with that. You remember, though, you can remember Shane with all the Star Trek TNG episodes where they had cloning specials on it, and they never turn out right. And also, the other thing about cloning human beings, I think that's really immoral. Shouldn't really play God.
Well, where's the line? Because we've cloned other things.
Yeah,
you know, it's perfectly fine because we've unlocked that scientific knowledge, and what good are we if we're not using that scientific knowledge to better ourselves?
Yes.
Well, okay, what about the other part, Shane, the food part?
Oh, I don't know. As long as it has the same health properties and it tastes decent, I really don't care about that.
Just saying, it's basically genetically engineered food, which, if I may say so... Oh, okay, you go first, Shane.
We already do that with vegetables. So
I know that,
deal?
And I'm just saying that cloning vegetables isn't as far as genetic engineered food, and if you really think about it, the question to pose to people who are against GM food is, why do we have seedless watermelons?
Exactly.
It doesn't exist in nature, and why do we have it? We have been genetically engineering it since it was a baby seed.
Yeah, so if you're against cloning for food production, you'd better be buying full
organic
seed watermelons and grapes and everything.
Although I might add, they're actually sweeter than their non-seeded counterparts.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing with organic food. You know, organic food just has, I find... it's more tasteful. Yes, we know that. Organic means organic, so whatever means that farmers have been using for so long, that's how they do it, which is fine.
All right, so, Jareth, do you have anything to comment on before we move on to the next one?
Not really.
Alrighty then. Thank you, Leo. Next one is from Pris.
Hello, Shane, Tricky, and Earth. Relating to the spell Borrow Power, Mud Raven has been taking suggestions on how to improve this spell. One of the suggestions was to remove the necklace. He responded by saying the amulet can't be removed because of technical limitations. He also explains how the amulet works as a focus point for the spell, and everything is based around it. Relating to this, Shane, do you believe that the spell could be rewritten from scratch and be made work without the amulet? I'm not much of a programmer myself, but I understand the basics. Also, I'm not trying to say Mud Raven is a liar or that the development team is lazy. Thank you for being the perfect community for me. Love, Pris.
This is regarding the spell we talked about in the edition of the Lunar Spellbook a few moments ago. Basically how you do need the amulet to cast this spell. The way it is right now, you do need the amulet as we know. So with programming, anything is theoretically possible. You could rewrite the entire spell to not use the amulet, but as Raven says, that would be going against the way the spell works. So it's really a question that would come down to the, people that engineered this piece of content, and not even before the programming started about it, but the people who designed it to go into the game the way it did go into the game. Because typically these kind of things, you know, are built and then programmed. So it would require, as you what's the word I'm looking for? Proposed, I guess. It would require a totally different way of doing the spell, and it would require starting from scratch. Yes, it's possible, but, you know...
It'll be time-consuming.
Yeah.
Start all over.
And when you come into an update like this, these kind of things have to go through first. The first person designs it, then it gets input from everybody else, and then in final design phase, it will get signed off on, and then it will go into development. So you'd have to go through that entire process again. And you know, it's fair to say that there has been some thought in this, so I don't think it will be changing.
And also with the second part where what would you do to improve? We did touch on that earlier today. It should be surges, not waves. And I'm thinking also if you have 99 magic and you're using that spell, I think you should have some access to
ancient spells. There we go.
Ancient spells as well. Throw some ice, blood, and all that good stuff too. Freeze them and surge them.
Well, that'd just make it
uber powerful.
Yeah.
Say, so, hey, you have 99 magic and you take all that time to charge up one little amulet that you probably have another amulet that's three times better than that.
But you know, with this, another thing is that it's not auto-castable. They could do that too, but you know, that might require, say, that might be a future update to Livid Farm. Upgrade the amulet so you can auto-cast these spells with an additional number of points. So, you know, I think any changes to this spell would come with a future spellbook change or even a change to the Livid Farm.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, okay. There we go. Thank you, Pris.
Alrighty.
Dear Shane, Trekkie, and Polyspawn Control, do you still use the logout button in the game? The first time I didn't, I pressed the browser's close button and went all and became all paranoid and had to check out that my account was alright and fine. Since then, it's become quite a bad habit of mine to just close through the window. Of course, it's not during battle or anything crazy like that, but I noticed that if I have to log in right away because I forgot something, closing through the X button logs me out instantly, no waiting for my character to die out from the auto timer. Oh, and Earth told me to... What do you call a cow in an earthquake? Your friend, Brian. Read, you owe me an update on Boss House.
Okay, so first, what is Boss House?
That is a map that I made on Halo Reach and played it with him. I played on it with him a couple of times and he's become obsessed with it.
Alrighty then.
So.
Okay. So the logout button, use it? Do you guys use it? Yes? No? Maybe so?
Yes. I use the logout button.
Trekkie? Oh, we appear to have lost him. Okay. I just noticed that. So, to continue on, I do use the logout button because it just ties up the session rather than just terminating it right away. Because basically what happens when you press the close button, you are closing that Java applet. And there is a set of stuff that would like to run when you are supposed to log out, when you actually press the logout button, like disconnecting you properly and storing your gamer profile. So you will probably want to use the logout button. I've always used it, and I have always got into the habit of using it, so I don't see why I wouldn't use it. But in the few times where the game client has crashed or I've accidentally clicked the red button, I have not had any issues with it. Welcome back, Trekkie.
Yeah. Trekkie.
Okay, sorry. Comcast kicked me out for whatever reason again. I swear, so I didn't have this problem with SBC.
I need to pay those bills.
I just paid it the other week. Actually, I don't use the logout. I use the logout to lobby. Usually, if I'm just there, I'm just logging out for like, you know, a minute. I don't close it off. Because I actually use the RS client that that Jackass provides. And so usually I just log out to the lobby unless I'm about to go and I'll just exit out. So
if I'm in the lobby, I'll just close it.
And
That's the same thing I do too, but I've also noticed the same problem with that. If you're in the lobby and you use the close button rather than the actual in-game logout button, the problem there is that if you try to log in recently again, it will say that your profile is not logged out yet. So it does the same thing, but you know it's a game lobby, so I think it's you're more inclined to just press the operating system close button than the actual game close button in that case.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you just try and go back to the same world?
Well, no, I mean, if you're, because you know you load to the game lobby first, right? Saying that once you type your username in, it will not let you into the lobby if you close that. At least sometimes it does that. So, I always use the logout button. So, yes, we all use the logout button here. I mean, the game probably has redundancies built in to ensure that you're not causing any harm to your account, but the logout button is there for a reason, so it should be used.
Okay.
Alright, so a cow and an earthquake?
Oh, a milkshake!
Lame.
Not funny. Yeah, not funny.
You're not funny.
It's more of like, that's a lame funny, not a ha-ha funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so shall we move on to the next question then?
Yes. Next one is from Maremska. I hope I'm saying that right.
It's been the update. Shane, Tricky, and Earth. I went to the drop party last Sunday. Well, you'll say. I really enjoyed it. And this week I'd like to ask who the hell is Kim Kardashian, if you can help me out. Just checking email, can see ads, and just check, you know, on TV as well. I have no idea who she is. Thank you. Again, I forgot.
So, the question was, who is Kim Kardashian? Earth?
A TV show.
Would you care to say that in terms that are might be more understandable?
She likes to sleep around with other men.
And she has a TV show.
Yeah, pretty Alrighty. Much. Though I don't think she's as bad as what's that one from Jersey Shore? Snooki?
Snooki?
Yeah, the short one.
Oh, she's fat and ugly.
What is it with American TV?
Actually, it's more of MTV. And whoever watches MTV are typically 16-year-old little girls trying to be like her. And then trying to find that man with the 12-pack and enough steroids to kill a cow.
Yeah, so there's your answer. It's an American, I'm not going to say TV star because I wouldn't go as far as saying elevated TV to a TV star. TV star level, but just some TV personality that gets too much media attention. So there you go. See, you know, that's the thing. With these kind of things on TV, it's when does it end? When do we return to, like, the decent kind of stuff that was on TV, you know?
When this generation dies down, the next generation wants to be better. See, if you look at it, Shane, our generation, the ones who grew up with, like, good cartoons and, you know, decent news TV shows and all that, we grew up from our parents who went through a war, and we were in a generation of, you know, just keep things calm and nice. This generation is, let's get as much ratings as we can.
You know, that's entirely true. I'm going to agree with you there. So So, with that being said, we're going to move right on to tech news now. Thank you, everybody, for your audio questions. Next week will be text and audio since we are alternating. So you can find the questions topic at rspmb.com/forums. It should be up by Monday usually. Audio questions, questions@rspmb.com. If you want to email them, phone them into the Google Voice number at 571-57-BNB. Or you can Skype them to us. Just use the RSBNB update username on Skype. Leave a voicemail. And if you are sending in an audio question, please include your name in the question, because most times emails don't have the names that people would like to be addressed as. And for some reason, when people leave voicemails, they don't leave their name because they're assuming caller ID will say who actually called. So keep that in mind.
Cool.
Alrighty, so Linux turns 20 years old.
Huzzah! Wow, it's almost as old as me. God, I feel old.
Well, basically, I want to preface this off by saying that at the start, Linux just was the kernel to run the operating system. You know, we didn't have like everything we have now, Ubuntu, Fedora, OpenSUSE. Basically, it just started off as an operating system kernel that was free and open source. So 20 years later, we are at the point where Linux is in a, I'd say it's a kind of a used by a small group of people on the desktop, mostly enthusiasts, not really people who just want a system that will work. But it does power little embedded devices. It is the core of the Android operating system, so it's also worth noting that.
Every supercomputer.
So Linux has been has kind of proliferated everywhere. So it's worth taking a moment to say that it's the kernel itself is 20 years old now. And without that, you wouldn't have Android phones or your routers. Your consumer-grade routers most likely run a watered-down version of Linux, too. So it's always always good to keep in mind what Linux is doing for you. And there's a nice little infographic on this saying that, you know, Linux distributions used back then, Fedora, Red Hat, 45%, now Ubuntu, 34%, then Fedora, Other, and Debian. Slackware used to be on this list. For anybody that doesn't know, Slackware is a Linux distribution that is primarily maintained by one person, but it's also one that's has a reputation of being very clean, because one person and you end up compiling your own software. So if you're all at all interested in that kind of thing, maybe that's something to look at, a Linux distribution. But 20 years old.
Older than I am.
Have either of you used Linux at all?
Never touched it. I have computers that were running it, just never touched it. I'm not as nerdy as you, Shane. I'm pretty nerdy, but not that nerdy.
Earth, you said you had a virtual machine?
Virtual machine, like just to check it out, and I couldn't. No.
Okay. So that's kind of the general feeling on Linux. It's not quite ready yet, but it is a viable alternative if you like playing around. So,
yeah, I could see that, but general use, no.
Alrighty, now on to the real news this week. Steve Jobs resigned. CEO of Apple. And former Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook was installed as new CEO shortly thereafter. And it was apparently all part of a succession plan, so nothing to worry about in that case. So, thoughts?
I wonder if his resignation letter had the term, I quit, in it.
No, it did not. I actually looked at the letter and it did not have that term in there.
Aww.
Really? His letter went public? That's interesting.
Yes, it was released as a... No. No.
You should link the resignation to those who want to see it. But
I'll put a link into it.
Back on topic, though. Oh, he's hasn't been feeling quite well anyway ever since the whole surgery that he's been having.
Yeah, the liver thing.
Yeah,
So, quite honestly, it's not surprising because he's probably not 100%.
Yeah, and it's also worth noting that while this was happening, he is now chairman of the board there, so he's not gone completely. He's still going to be working on product strategy and whatnot.
Yeah, I think he should try and invent the holodeck.
You know, that might happen in the future, but I am not certain that we can project a 3D object just yet.
Should become a turtleneck model.
Go for a denim jeans model. I bet he'd make lots of money. He could sell anything, really. But
yeah, he can.
You know,
reality distortion field.
It's not a reality distortion field.
But you know what's actually interesting? Before I came on here, I was reading a little article about some of the things that he's done, and supposedly, you know, he has a big share of Disney from Pixar.
Yes,
and
because he started Pixar, and then Disney acquired Pixar. So
right. So he has a bigger share of Disney than Apple, and he supposedly has like 313 patents, including a glass staircase.
Yep, that is true.
Glass staircase?
Yeah. A glass staircase design they used in an Apple store.
I've never seen one in my Apple stores. What the hell is it?
I think that that Apple store that's referring to was one in the one in New York with the glass cube.
That's weak.
So,
all right, but you know, I think Apple will survive.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that right now, in the next 18 months, they're going to be solid because that's already planned out. The product launches and what's going to be happening with the operating systems, that's already been planned out and everything. Same thing for the next 5 years down the line. That'll be fine. And it'll probably continue to be fine after because, you know, it's a company that's changed quite a bit from back when it, when he first took over in 97 or 98, I think it was. So I don't think there's going to be any problems going forward because all the other top management people are still there, like the product designers, CEO, Tim Cook, people who handle all the operating systems and stuff are still there. So it's really not going to be that big of a deal.
Well, they need a salesperson, don't they? Someone who can sell it to the people?
I don't think so. I think the products sell themselves. You know? Don't be just questioning it because you got an iPhone that's defective.
Oh. Speaking of which, I named mine the reality distortion field because I was tricked. That's just random. Aside, but if you're thinking about getting one, don't.
Oh, I got one. There's no problem with it.
It's a trap. Well, you're a Mac fanboy, Shane.
No, I'm not. Your
yes, you are.
Opinion clearly does not matter.
I just don't see what the issue is. I've never had any issues with any of my hardware.
The 3G was really bad. I mean, it was good at first, and then it really slowed down, and then I upgraded to the 4, and it's significantly better than the 3G, but I still have to do a complete wipe just about every 2-3 months, which gets annoying. And it still freezes, so yeah.
Well, that's one person's opinion. And I don't think Trekkie has anything Apple, does he?
I had an iPod before someone stole it.
Okay.
That was it. That's it. That was it.
See, anything... you know, even Chief has a MacBook Pro, and he agrees that, yes, it's all for the hardware and everything. So I don't exactly see what the issue is. But anyways, back to the thing. I don't I don't think that there will be a problem with this. It was bound to happen inevitably, and they have to be ready for it as a publicly held company, because if not, the shareholders would hold them accountable. So
that's all I have to say. Interestingly enough, their stocks actually went up. Has been going up ever since he resigned. So
yeah, and something's going to happen.
Well, Shane, really quick, what's the next big thing Apple will create?
I don't know. Last big thing was the iPad. I don't know.
Yeah, so what's the next evolution?
Mind control.
I think they already did that. Probably end up being
good point.
In the user interface space, like a multimodal kind of interface with both touch and physical key presses at the same time. So that would be interesting. Anyways, let us move on to Facebook now.
Facebook.
Yeah, you're a big fan of that, aren't you?
Right. I'm so enthusiastic.
Yeah, so basically we all know Google Plus came out back in July, and well, now Facebook is making some changes that are the same things that Google Plus has. For instance, you'll be able to view your profile as a different person from every page. You'll be able to remove photos you're tagged in or just remove the tag. You'll also have the ability to approve posts before you get tagged in them. So let's just say you don't like being tagged. You can do that. You can control what pictures are viewable and everything from your friends easier. You can also easier see which way a post you post is going to be posted. So if you don't want to go public, you can change that easily now from the picture. And also, another thing with this is that you will also have the option to change a post visibility after it's been posted. So, what do you guys think?
All is very nice.
I still think Facebook is evil, and that's as far as I'm going.
You should get Google Plus.
Nah, you know I'm not a big fan of social networking stuff.
That is true, but
I don't need 10 million people for finding out what I ate for breakfast.
Well, you don't have to post that then.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's good that Google Plus was able to force this on them. People say that, you know, these changes obviously were in the works before Google Plus did that, but we knew Google Plus was going to be doing this kind of thing. And these kind of changes are just basically front-end user interface changes that don't take much on the back-end to actually implement. So I do think it was in response to Google Plus. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, they may or may not have done it on their own, but this was the... What's the word? Incentive?
Yes, that's right. Incentive to do it. Google Plus, to say to all the people that like the Google Plus user interface that over the others, you know, that, yeah, you know, here at Facebook, we actually do care about this stuff. And, you know, if you like that user interface, maybe that's a good way of doing it. Because you have to look at Google Plus and realize that Google Plus is the same thing that Gmail was to social networking. So... And then you just have to look at the way all the other mail providers change the way they do email, from having tiny, tiny space limits to having these huge, huge space limits and searchable inboxes and everything like that. So it is good that there is some competition now. And this is exactly why Google Plus was needed. Maybe even if Google Plus isn't going to become the dominant network, maybe they can still influence from the sidelines.
By the way, what happened to MySpace?
It died.
Is it still around? I have no idea.
Yeah, it is still around, but I have no idea who uses MySpace. I don't know anybody that uses MySpace as their primary network.
You know, MySpace used to be really big, and then Facebook kind of took over, and before MySpace was Blogger, so... I mean, I know Blogger is still alive. I'm just curious what's happening with those two, because did they just give up and just like, all right, leave it and just rack in cash?
Yeah, well, you know, MySpace is still doing stuff. I think they're aiming themselves more at the music industry now, so... But, you know, they're not relevant in the social networking thing in this day and age, so...
Pity.
Anyways, that's it for tech news. Moving on now to some other things, including the Skill of the Month update for August. But before that, let's just mention that the Skill of the Month for September is...
Dungeoneering.
Fletcher.
Right?
Yay.
Oh, September. I was thinking August. Sorry.
Fletching. So you can sign up for that at rsgb.com/skotm. Yeah, with a bonus XP weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yay.
You know, that's interesting because we've never had first every past bonus summoning. XP weekend has been summoning. So it should be interesting to see what happens here.
I see a lot of magic longs being made, or I don't know how. What's the best way to do it?
Well, yeah, magic longs if you're looking for fast XP, but I think the profit line still goes down to you. So I haven't looked recently, though.
Really? Yous are actually profitable?
No, I mean, like, least.
Least
like
loss.
The least amount. Yeah, least loss. Nothing fletching is profitable in this day and age.
Oh.
So. Anyways. Mm. Dungeoneering skill of the month. Nothing has changed since last week. X-Blade still has 11.5 million experience. Sorensen 57 has moved up and is now with second place still with 5.6 million. And third is Banzai 99, which is flat, with 3.3 million experience. So, nothing changed there.
So everyone just stopped?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, pretty much so. I don't blame them with Dungeoneering.
Heck, yes. We need to do some more Dungeoneering, Shane. We've slacked off completely on it. I'm still 300 XP away from leveling up. And that's been there for
use
2 months.
Tears of Guthix. Use Tears of Guthix.
I've been using Tears of Guthix. It's been going to smithing.
Okay,
Dungeoneering is not my lowest skill. And I am not wasting penguin points on it.
So, Savvy. Yeah, I think that's it for the skill of the month update then. Nothing interesting to report, unfortunately. And we have no achievements of the week this week. Nobody got any 99, which was kind of sad. So I'm sure we'll have some next week because I saw some people getting 98. So we'll be on the lookout for 99s this coming week.
All right, cool. And, we'll be fun next week. Maybe they're just waiting for the bonus weekend to get it all at once. Never know.
But anyways, it's pick time. So this week I have a pick for you guys. It is something that you guys might find interesting, something you might find completely useless. It's a calculator for iOS. You can use it on iPad, iPhone, iPod. It's called PCalc. PCalc Lite starts at 99 cents. You can get a whole bunch of add-ons for it. Like, for instance, I have the programming add-on. So I can do things like shift bits and view binary numbers and everything. So with that, it's a nice little tool to have if you need a calculator that's fairly extensible. Aside from programming, it's also got... engineering modes, unit conversion. So let's say you want to convert from pounds to ounces or something, you can easily do that with it. You're also able to access a whole bunch of universal constants with it, which is good. So for instance, like Planck's constant, Euler's constant, the golden ratio. You know what the golden ratio is?
One was it 1.6 something? What was it?
Yeah, 1.61. That's the golden.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah. I'm surprised I still remember that.
Yeah, that's
half of
good.
It anyway. Yeah.
But the there's also rule, a...
Just saying, for those who end up taking math later on, you will find a golden rule in just about everything in the world, which is it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, that's why math is so nice, isn't it?
Okay, so... Yeah, so if you want to check out calculator, go check it out.
Yeah, and there's a whole conversion pack too for it. I mean, everything from
love
like
how
currency,
the thing
energy,
is 42.
Cooking, fuel efficiency. Yes. Isn't that the ultimate answer to everything from some movie or something else?
No, that was 23.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay, that. There you go.
Answer to life, the universe, and everything.
42?
Yes.
I need to
48
find 48
factorial is 1.241391559 to the times 10 to the power of 61.
Oh God.
What?
Just oh God.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, so... Anyways. What's his name, Shane?
That's P-Calc. That's all. And Earth okay. The factorial symbol is the exclamation point.
Okay, sort of a thought.
Yep. So let's start with Earth. What have you been up to this week?
Second week back at school.
Yay!
Yeah, already had two papers.
That's fun.
Oh yes, junior year of high school. What else has been going on? Oh, sleep deprivation.
That's normal.
Why?
Yeah, because I'm not sleeping as much.
He misses his 13-hour sleep rotation.
Well, I mean, it's difficult going from 10, 11, or it's difficult from going to a schedule of going to bed at 3, 4 a.m. and waking up at noon back to something like going to bed 10 to 12. 10 to 6. And I have to wake up at 5:40 every morning because I have a long ride to school. So... Yeah, okay. Don't get much sleep.
Anything else you want to share, RuneScape related?
Not really. I haven't had a chance to play much because of school.
Cut wood. Just spend your time cutting wood at the Citadel. That's all we ask.
Yeah, that's true as well. I was actually going to mention that in the what have I been doing as well. So, Earth, do you have anything else?
Don't think so.
Alrighty then. Tracky?
Like I said, almost every other week I've been cutting wood at the Citadel. Well, but on the bright side, it gives me a chance to catch up on some of the shows I've been missing.
Yeah.
And catching up some of the old shows that I used to watch, like Voltron. I just realized that the Voltron that we...
You're 25 years old and you still watch cartoons.
What's wrong with cartoons? Dissing me, man? Don't be dissing cartoons, man.
I don't see the point to cartoons.
I watch the classic ones, not the old crap, not the new crappy ones.
Yeah, I've been watching... I've been going through, let's see, Hey Arnold, Doug, all of those. Great Douglas. 90s TV shows.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Why are you guys watching cartoons?
You know what I also found out is that it took 4 episodes of Voltron for them to actually form Voltron, which is like, that's the longest introduction, you know, mini chapter I've ever had in any cartoon in my life. Like, really? It took them 4 episodes just to form that robot? And even then, they fought like they didn't know how to do it, which was funny as hell.
Alrighty.
Shane, we know you grew up. Shane, just we knew you grew up with no childhood. It's okay. Admit it. You know, when you were younger, you were beat up as a child and you were locked in your room. All right? And you only found solidarity and peace and comfort inside math books because math made sense.
Oh, that's why you don't have female friends. Or friend. I'm kidding, Shane. About the friends bit.
Does he even have any female friends at all?
No, he doesn't, to my knowledge.
Shane, do you? Except that fat chick that sat next to you during class and you were claustrophobic?
What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about there.
I think you do, but you just don't want to talk about it.
Post show.
Yeah.
You will explain it to me. Anyways, what have I been doing?
Women?
No. Oh, what have I been doing? This week this week my primary objective has been this Informer article I've been working on, which by the time this is by the time you're listening to this, it will be out. It is entitled The RuneScape User Interface, and I go through everything about the RuneScape user interface, from what an interface means, what the RuneScape interface has come from, where it's going, what the problems with it are, and why those problems exist, and what could perhaps be done in the future to make the RS interface better. Because, you know, I'm not going to give too much away about it, but if you look at the RS interface going all the way back to when RS2 first started, you will see that the interface has not changed extensively. The interface changes that have happened have been as a result of new game content requiring updates to make the game work better. So that's a bit of what the article is about. And there's a huge image mosaic in there about the evolution of the interface as well that I think people will find interesting. So you can find that at informa.rsbnb.com. And aside from that, I've been doing some farming and, as Trekkie said, cutting wood at the Clan Citadel. So if you are in the Bits and Bytes clan, please do cut some wood, because we have been having issues recently meeting our quotas. So we really would like to continue growing the Citadel, but we can't without your guys' help, because, you know, it is a community effort. And if we're just meeting upkeep, that's fine as well. But it's really up to you guys in the community about what you guys want. So,
and also keep in mind, we cannot.
Citadel.
Sorry. Just keep in mind that we cannot grow unless you help us grow.
Yes, that
and
is entirely
the
true.
The other thing is also cut more wood. We got plenty of stone. We need more wood. Then don't make me go Asian with the whip. I'll grab the smudge stash and the hat.
Kinky.
Yeah, that's what we got you to do last week, eh?
I still have that saved up, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways,
right.
I think that means we are done then. Or
are we?
The update this week. Yes, I believe we are.
All right, then.
With that being said, we'll see you guys all next week. Thank you to for being here. So, that's Earth 271072. You can send him messages and ask him questions about anything you want. I'm sure he'll gladly answer you.
Maybe. Probably.
And Trekkie as well, our StarCraft person of interest, who
does
a good job at that game. No, it's not because of that.
White people are better than me. Asian, being Asian is nothing. I'd be Korean in order to be good.
Okay, Korean.
I'm not Korean, so
yeah, there are lots of Koreans at my school. they legitimately, all of them play StarCraft. World of Warcraft whenever they can.
Alrighty then. Okay. Thank you, everybody, and we will hear you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye,
take care, and I hope you guys have a great week, great next week. And is it next week, I think? 2 weeks. So, and yeah, enjoy the bonus XP weekend coming up in 2 weeks. So,
woo!
Get those herbs, get those secondaries, get those vials, and get as much secondary stuff for summoning as you can, because, well, we need it. Oh, and I think I advanced a friend level this weekend. I come back. I remember. Oh, well, too late.
There you go. All right. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.